Pride calls to you, Bastila. You hunger to taste it. Become my apprentice, and all its power can be yours.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For the people. Is Max Inc. Radio.
Time.
Abraham Scams. This is Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Or beef for the Freud era.
Object of their affection, you have value.
So this is
and you go 3 days. And I'm not talking about playing games with yourself. I'm talking about learning to think biblically and realize that that's how you make it in life.
Before you quit, remember it's not gonna last forever. Forever.
On Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Growing. Peppermint Twist. That is White Fear Chain. That was a ton of bands here on Essential Last Crack at 11 that came from Last Crack, and I bet you want to hear who they were. That was White Fear Chain, Peppermint Twist, and that was a band that Butto started with the guys from Realm. After Butto left Last Crack and the guys from Realm created something different, I forget who quit. Before that, Faces for Radio, and that was bassist Todd Winger. He went on to Faces for Radio along with drummer Ski from Last Crack, and that song was called How Good It Could Be. And we go right back before that to Mindox, another band started after Last Crack, after Butto left, and that was with Pete Stress, or Peter Ress as we know him here. He's been in a ton of different bands, including the Skin Tones. So Mindox, The Whale. Before that, a Paul Schluter band, Muzzy Lucton. And interestingly, Muzzy Lucton kind of came out of Magic 7, the last version. Once Butto left Magic 7 and all the guys went and created Muzzy Lucton. That was Sugarfly. And then we opened Essential Last Crack at 11 with Magic 7. And that was Julio. I don't know if you remember Julio. Over at the Black Bear Lounge. He's one of the bouncers. Rip. I remember him. Good friend of mine. You are listening to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker here till midnight. And as I promised, I'm going to play something really special. This is the Randy Green demo. Of course, Randy Green produced Last Crack's first album, Sinister Funk House, number 17. But before he recorded the demo. And the demo is what got him signed to Roadrunner Records. So this is the demo version of Sarah Boy's Cage. This is Last Crack. You're listening to Essential Last Crack at 11. I'm Rocker here till midnight on Max Inc. Heavy. We'll be right back.